morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Luke 14, verse 11. Look what it says. For whoever exalts himself will be what? And watch this. He who humbles himself will be what? Okay, now you got a choice. Do you want to be humbled or do you want to be exalted? There's a scripture. You choose right now. Do you want to be humbled or do you want to be exalted? Some of you don't know. You don't want to be humbled by God. You don't want to be humbled by God. You want to be exalted by God, right? He says, listen, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. James 4, look at this, James 4:10. Here it comes. Humble who? You don't humble me. You don't humble your spouse. You don't humble your pastor. You humble you. And it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. To know me is to love me. Oh, yeah, right. To know you is to throw up sometimes. Because we see a side of you that you want to show us. God sees a side of you that you don't want to show. You understand? And he says, humble yourself. You don't try to humble me. And I don't try to humble you. I humble me. You humble you. I humble myself. Is that right? He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You see, I can act super humble in front of all of you. Oh, I can be the most humble guy, full of humility, standing right up here. Oh, it's so easy to be humble. Look at me. God, thank you. And you know, even ministers in our pride sometimes can get caught up in false humility. Look at this church. How did you do this? Well, it's God who did it. But now, remember, even trying to show yourself humble can be pride. This humility story is pretty tough, but I promise you there's power in it. We've got it going on. I mean, we know the authority of the believer. And yes, that's good. And we know by stripes I'm healed. And yes, that's good. And we know he became poor so we can be sick. And yes, that's right and that's good. And I know I have the authority over the devil and no weapon formed against me shall. And that's right and that's good. But listen, when I stand in faith believing God for something, like my healing, for instance, why do I go to faith? Why don't I go to the doctor? I'll tell you why, because the doctor couldn't heal me. Is that right? And I've been to every doctor woman with the issue of blood. Remember, she went to every doctor and got worse and spent all her money. And so nothing could help her but Jesus. Only the Lord. So when I come and I need to use faith, I'm using faith because only the Lord can get me through whatever it is I'm going through. Only Him in faith. And yet I still come to Him proud. I'm proud of my faith. I know 55 scriptures. I read 5 chapters this morning. And so now God owes it to me. And we get proud. And I'm telling you, He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. I can pretend to be as humble as I want in front of all of you, but He sees and He knows my heart. He sees and He knows your heart. And false humility doesn't cut it. Amen. And so He says, if you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, what? He will lift you up. He will heal you. He will restore your relationship. He will bring the finances. He will get your kids off the addictions. He will bring your children up. He, only He can. So when I go to Him because I can't, how can I have any pride involved in that? Because I'm going somewhere where I've got nothing and I need something. I can't get it without Him. He said, listen, in John 15:5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, humility. Without Him, you can't. Is that right? He said, for without me, you can do how much? Nothing. How much can I do without Jesus? Nothing. Nothing. So we go around quoting scriptures, and we say, I can do all things. Not yet. Through Christ who strengthens me, now you can. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. Not yet. In Christ Jesus. Now that's true. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Not yet. They can. Because I'm of his righteousness, saith the Lord. You see, it's all him. It's all God. He says, except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city and your healing and your children and your finances, he says, you're laboring in vain. You can't keep it. You can't get it. It's got to be God. And how can there be pride when you know you got nothing? And everything you've got, he's given to you. And some people are gifted musicians, singers, football players, sports people, poets. And that God's gifted them, and their chest comes out a little bit further. And the ministry that God's given to them, and people are getting healed and saved, and their chest comes out a little bit further. We've got to get like Paul, who said, me, I'm considered the chief among sinners. And look what he did. Look at what Paul, the apostle, did. Peter, the great apostle Peter, he said, whoa, no ways, don't crucify me like my father. I'm not worthy like Jesus. I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Savior. He said, you've got to crucify me upside down. There's humility. And humility, Moses, the Bible says, was the humblest man before Jesus. And look at what God used Moses to do. Look at what God used. In fact, let's look a little bit of what Moses did. I want you to look at Exodus 10. And I'm going to show you the results of some pride. I'm going to show you the results of pride, and I'm going to show you the results of humility once again. And you choose. He said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you may live and your seed also. Deuteronomy 30:19. All right? In Deuteronomy 30:19, he says, you choose. So I'm going to give you a choice now to either stay in pride or work your way into humility.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
It's your decision. I can't humble you, and you can't humble me, but you can humble you, and I can humble myself. Is that right? And I'm telling you, it rises so quick. You guys heard the story last week. And when you're preaching on this stuff, whatever I'm teaching you, you're going to be tested with. Because, you know, when you're praying for, like, for instance, Lord, I need patience and I need it now. You know how you pray for patience? God doesn't just come and give you patience. What does he give you? He gives you opportunity to exercise patience. So when you pray for humility, he doesn't just give you humility. He gives you opportunity to exercise humility. And I got it. Boy, did I get it. Standing right there in Walmart in the 20 only aisle, you know, the 20 items only, and I probably had 25, and the guy said, come, I can take you. And the man behind me with one item, he arrived. He wasn't there. And everything was on the thing, ready to go through. And my friend who was working there, he loves me because I'm a pastor, and I preach to him. And we just talk about God. Hey, come on, Pastor Jerry, there's no one. It's okay, come. And I got there, and then the man came. One item. And I said to him, sir, why don't you go in front of me? I'm just, go ahead, you've only got one item. And he looked at me, you can't read. And so I said, it's for those of you who haven't heard, I said to the guy, listen, let me just put it back in my trolley. I'll just put it all back in and I'll just go. So it's okay, don't worry. And he, no, Pastor Jerry, it's okay. Come on, I can do this thing. We're quick. Him and he's training a girl. So I look at this guy and think, oh, Jesus. I'm saying, oh, Lord, I'm starting to do the sign of the cross. I'm reverting to anything I can think of. And then she, and I look at him and say, I'm sorry, he just, when are you going to learn to read? The second time. This was like Paul three times. Grace, grace, you understand? And so I stand there, and the guy's going, and she gets to grapes, and it hasn't got the thing on it. And she's looking, I don't need them, I don't need them. Just leave them, I'll go without the grapes, you know? Leave the number, and I go. And then I finish eventually and I go and I'm walking out and I'll turn around and I look at him and say, so I'm very sorry. I'm sorry that I got in front of you and I had more items than I should have had. God's given me an opportunity to be humble. Because originally my first intention was, you know, the humility that disappears and the pride that comes up and that, you know that? And I'm looking at the fridges there and I'm thinking to myself, I could pick him up and put him in a fridge. I mean, really, those thoughts came. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you want to do is defend. But he called me. See, the guy did, but then he'd be in trouble. You know, so I want to say, but he told me to come and there was no one yet. And I wanted to start self-defense and self-preservation. And let me tell you why I'm here. And, you know, I'm justifying why I could have done all of that. I even thought to put him amongst the cabbages, just put him in the thing there. I mean, it attacked. Do you understand? And I said to him, I'm terribly sorry as I was leaving. And he said again, when are you going to have your eyes tested and learn to read? By now, there's 10 people behind him. So now it's embarrassment as well. So as I'm walking out there, I'm sweating. And the Lord says to me, what are you going to do about that man? I said, I don't know. Shall I go back and beat him up? No, I'm joking. I didn't say that. But I was thinking to myself, listen. I was thinking to myself, that man doesn't know. If I was a crazy, they could have waited for him outside and beat the trot. The guy could have pulled out a gun. Anything. You don't do that today. And I'm walking away thinking this. And God says, you got to pray for him. I said, pray for him. He says, you don't know what he's been through. You don't know if he's just lost his wife. You don't know if he cannot afford anything else. That's why he's only got one product. You don't know if he's got a terminal disease. You don't know. You don't. And God gave it to me. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I even had those feelings. And I started to pray for the man. Opportunity will come. Tell your neighbor, say, opportunity is coming. Say, I'm ready for it. I'm telling you, it's going to come. So now listen, this word is going to help your life tremendously, okay? Exodus, in Exodus, remember Egypt were the world leaders and the Israelis were slaves in Egypt. And Pharaoh considered himself to be God. And the people worshipped Pharaoh, is that correct? They worshipped a man and he claimed to be God to everybody around him. And so in the meantime, Moses comes and says, let my people go, the Lord says. And he says, no, no, no. And then the things start to happen in Egypt. Pride is not a respecter of persons. Amen. And so the firstborn will die. And Pharaoh says, okay, go. Take your things, take your animals, and go away. But then as they're going, what comes back up? Pride. Pride. He's not satisfied. One killed isn't enough. You see, pride can never be satisfied. You have to have it your way. And if you have it your way, you can't have it your way. Amen? So now look what happens. So he chases them. He gets his whole army. He chases them. And they all drown in the Red Sea because of pride. People, the whole of Egypt was destroyed because of one man's pride. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. Now that's a bit, you know, out there, and that's pretty serious stuff, Pastor. Can we look at someone who's not, you know, didn't end up so bad? Well, how many of you remember King Nebuchadnezzar? Can you say his name, Nebuchadnezzar? Okay, spell it. You can't, because I battled. And so King Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and Babylon was they were controlling the whole known world at the time. Like Egypt was at that time, Babylon was now controlling the known world. And King Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and what happened was he went and invaded Israel and Jerusalem, and he brought the people from Judah, and he brought all of the people that he wanted as slaves from Israel. You know the story? All right, so now he brings them as slaves, and amongst those slaves that he takes were four boys. How many of you know who they were? Who were they? Say loud. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.
Thank you.